Now it's time for the most exciting space adventure on the radio. At this time on this station. It's time for Space Sentries. When we last left our heroes, Commander Alex of Space Sentries was still trapped in his quarters due to a faulty locking mechanism on the space door, while most of the seasoned crew of the Salisbury was on leave on planet Vermilion 7, leaving only Ensign Puffle at the controls. With the Space Sentry Command Post Juniper 11 security blockade successfully deterring any Galaxian horde from approaching the system, or even showing up on their sensors in any way, the Salisbury returns to the Vermilion system to pick up their crew.
I don't know if I can do it, Commander Alex.
You can do it, Puffle. We're all counting on you.
Sir, we've reached the Vermilion system, but how am I going to get the crew back on the ship, Commander? How?
Buck up, Ensign. The crew has access to the small Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport units.
You mean the smaller-sized vessels that are rocket-powered and they're used to shuttle crew members from our ship to the planets and stations that we visit?
That's right, Puffle.
I wonder if there's a shorter or better way to describe the Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessels that shuttle crew members to and from our ship.
I don't think so, Ensign. Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel is not an acronym-friendly phrase.
That is true. Anyway, the first rocket-powered transport vessel is approaching and will be at the Salisbury in minutes. But I'm not an engineer. How can I learn the docking procedures before the rocket-powered transport vessel gets here? How?
You can practice, Puffle.
Do we have hologram programs that can synthesize the situation so that I can practice in a harm-free environment?
No, this isn't science fiction.
What about some sort of training course on videotape that shows other crew members doing the same task?
We didn't want to spend the money on the production. Do you know what gaffers cost?
Then how am I to learn the docking procedures for our Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessels?
Get a hold of yourself, Ensign. We have a plan. To the left is a Space Sentry storage compartment. Open the compartment and look inside.
My left or your left?
I'm trapped in my quarters due to a faulty locking mechanism on the space door, Puffle. So what are you looking at?
I'm looking at a giant panel of colorful buttons and screens and what looks like a pair of binoculars that are attached to a panel in the computer like you're looking closely into something almost as if there's no zoom function on our screens.
That's the Space Sentry Central Command Science Technopod Station.
And next to is another panel of colorful buttons and screens with a giant antenna of some kind, and there's a circular dial next to a sound enhancement device that looks something like you'd put over an ear.
That's the Space Sentry Central Command Communications Pod.
Ah, so that's what I'm looking at, Commander.
So now, look to your left.
To another set of panels with no screens or buttons, but instead is just a set of drawers built into the side of the wall?
That's it, Ensign. Go to your left, Ensign Puffle. Go there and open the drawer.
Commander Alex of Space Sentry Ship Salisbury, this is Admiral Complication. There's a Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel approaching the Salisbury. Will it be able to dock with the Salisbury so the crew can re-enter the ship? Because the sooner you complete that task, the sooner you can return to Juniper 11 before the Galaxians attack, or even just approach our planetary system.
We read you loud and clear, Admiral Complication. Be assured, we have the most talented person actually available on the case who's going to help the crew on the Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessels to dock with the Salisbury. Isn't that right, Ensign Puffle?
I'll do my best, Commander Alex.
Puffle, eh? Well, we here on Juniper 11 are counting on you, Puffle. Admiral Complication out.
Think you can make it to the storage compartments, open it, and take out its contents?
I'll do my best, Commander. Almost there, Commander. I did it! I'm at the storage compartments, but there are three compartments. Which one do I open? Which one?
Get a hold of yourself, Puffle. You can do this. Once you complete this task, you'll be on the path to practicing the docking maneuvers. Open the first one.
I'm opening the storage compartment, and it looks like sheets and an extra blanket.
That's when I'm in command on the night shift. Move along to the next.
And there's a teddy bear and a Space Sentry Central Command official pajamas with feet on them.
That's right, Puffle. Warmth and comfort is a top priority for any Space Sentry squad member. We can't face down the Galaxon Horde if we don't get a good night's rest.
Makes sense, but I don't see how this helps me with the docking maneuvers.
It doesn't. Open the second drawer.
I'm opening it, and there's some official Space Sentry Central Command socks and an officially licensed Space Sentry Central Command coffee mug with an unopened packet of some kind of chocolate powder with mini marshmallows.
That's if I get assigned to more than one night's duty on the night shift. Open panel number 3.
Opening panel number 3, sir. And it's, are these dolls, sir?
Action figures, Ensign. They're action figures.
This one, looks like you, sir. And it says Commander Alex on the back.
Ah, yes. That action figure has a good likeness of me.
Except this figure looks to have six-pack abs. Let's face it, sir. The six-pack that your stomach is most commonly associated with isn't abs.
A lot of late nights, Ensign. And that's a lot of mini marshmallows.
And this action figure is of First Operations Gillard.
Gilly, yes. Looking forward to having him back on board.
Looking through this, there seems to be action figures of the crew. There's Lieutenant Fields, Ace Grimsworth, Dr. Wolf. There's even one of our hairstylists and barber, Jenny Snips.
You want a haircut? How about get them all cut?
True heroes of space sentries.
About 349 action figures. Is there an action figure of every crew member in the Salisbury?
Almost all. And there are a few Galaxon action figures, too.
Almost all of the crew. You know, I think one figure is missing.
No time for that, Ensign. Pull out the Salisbury action set and then the Central Command rocket-powered transport vessels and we can practice docking maneuvers.
I would, Commander, but that's what I'm missing. Where's my action figure? Where am I?
We'll be back to our story in just a moment. But first, a brief message. Friends, would you like to reenact the adventures of your favorite Space Sentries characters? Of course you would. That's why you need a complete set of Space Sentries Central Command action figures. 349 of your favorite characters and some Galaxons. And 50 realistic action playsets can be yours. Your neighbors, who have already obtained their Space Sentry Central Command action figures and playsets, can now imagine their own new adventures of the entire Space Sentry team. Of course, there's Commander Alex, and almost the entire Salisbury crew. And no collection would be complete without the Admiral Complication and the Juniper 11 playset. Not sold in stores or found on the internet. To obtain one action figure, just send 5 proof-of-purchase stickers from boxes of Space Sentry breakfast cereal, plus 7 wooden nickels for shipping and handling. And for a playset, send 20 proof-of-purchase stickers and 10 wooden nickels. And you too can reenact the adventures of your favorite Space Sentry characters. Be a sentry for our planet and use a Space Sentry Central Command action figure today. And now, back to the action on Space Sentry.
Commander Alex of the Space Sentry ship Salisbury. This is First Op Gillard, wishing permission to dock with the Salisbury.
Gilly, great to have you back on board.
I'm not back on board yet, sir. First, I need to dock the Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel in the Salisbury's Space Sentry Central Command docking station. Do you have an engineer that can guide us in?
We have the most talented person actually available on board the Salisbury at the controls. Isn't that right, Puffle?
But I haven't finished putting the First Op Gillard action figure into the Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel module yet. There! I've done it!
Great work, Puffle.
Impressive.
Now pull out the giant Space Sentry Central Command Salisbury docking station playset.
Got it out, Commander. And you know what's interesting? There's a separate Commander Alex action figure in his quarters behind a space door in this playset. But there's still no Ensign Puffle action figure.
No time for that now, Puffle. Now take the Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel module in one hand. Do you have it, Puffle?
Yes, Commander.
That represents the actual Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel outside the Salisbury with me in it.
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir. I work for a living.
That's classic, Gilly.
Thank you, Commander.
Now, Puffle, look for tab A, which is represented by a small plastic tab in the front of the rocket-powered transport vessel.
You mean the tab that sticks out and has the letter A on it?
Great work, Puffle.
He's good. Damn good.
That represents the atmospheric locking mechanism that creates a seal of atmosphere between the transport vessel and the Salisbury.
We can't breathe space, Puffle.
Good to know, First Op Gillard. Okay, so I take tab A, and where do I put it? Where?
Into slot...
Into slot B?
Close. Don't look for slot B yet. Look for the atmospheric acceptance actuator, which is otherwise known as slot A.
Commander Alex of the Space Sentry ship Salisbury, this is Admiral Complication. The Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel is still hovering outside the docking port of the Salisbury. Why isn't the atmospheric locking mechanism already connected to the atmospheric acceptance actuator of the Space Sentry Central Command docking station?
We're on it. We'll get First Op Gillard back on board. We've got Puffle handling the engineering task.
Don't worry, Admiral. He's good. Damn good.
First Op Gillard! Ho ho ho! You did great work on Barrow Thunder 5, removing all life forms on the planet that could pose a threat or otherwise just be in the way of our exploration and colonization teams.
Boy, those Barrow Thunderins were surprised.
Yes, keep up the good work, Gilly. I've got my eye on you. Admiral Complication out.
So I've got this Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel's atmospheric locking mechanism connected to the Salisbury atmospheric acceptance actuator. But it hasn't created a seal.
Pull yourself together, man. You've got to find the barometric pressure valve.
Now is that tab B in the playset?
Now you've got it.
He's good. Damn good.
Put it in the situational locking output tether for the barometric pressure valve.
Slot B? I think I could do it, Commander. Hold on! Hold on! Almost there! I did it!
Great work, Puffle. Now that you've practiced with our action figure playsets, you're ready for the real thing.
That's right, friends. Collect all the action figures and playsets, and you'll be ready to protect your planet from the Galaxian hordes. Imagine the fun you'll have with the Space Sentry Central Command Science Technopod Station playset. Just put your own Lieutenant Fields action figure at the Technopod controls, and you can pretend she's looking through the binoculars attached directly to the computer, as if she's looking closely into something, and there's no zoom function on our screens. But that's not all. Some specially marked Space Sentry action figures have talking features. How about First Op Gillard from the Barrow Thunder playset? Press the button and hear him say,
"We come in peace. Now don't move."
Ha ha! Just relive every exciting adventure. Who can forget the exciting episode 245 when Ace Grimsworth finally got a haircut?
You want a haircut? How about get them all cut?
Ha ha! Remember when Dr. Wolf had to perform her own appendectomy in episode 137? Or when Commander Alex first stepped foot into his quarters and the faulty locking mechanism trapped him inside in episode 12, where he's been ever since? That's why you need a complete set of 349 Space Sentry Central Command action figures and 50 realistic playsets. Not sold in stores or found on the internet. To obtain one action figure, just send 5 proof of purchase stickers from boxes of Space Sentry breakfast cereal, plus 7 wooden nickels for shipping and handling, and for a playset, send 20 proof of purchase stickers and 10 wooden nickels. And you too can reenact the adventures of your favorite Space Sentry characters. And now, back to the action on Space Sentry.
I'm now at the set of panels with a giant screen and a bunch of buttons below with the word engineering on it.
That's engineering, all right.
That's what we call it? Just engineering? Not Gravotechnic NGO Spatiopod?
Just engineering.
Not Space Sentry Central Command Deluxe NGO Technobabble Station?
Just engineering.
Hurry, Ensign. I'm still on the Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel. It's getting perilous here.
The place that shows those rocket-powered transport vessels, they have comfy chairs with drink holders in them? The First Op Gillard action figure seems pretty comfy.
The ice maker ran out of ice. If I'm here too long, the beverages will be... room temperature.
What do you know? There's literally a button that says to open slot A.
That's to open the atmospheric acceptance actuator. Do it slowly.
Hold on. My finger's almost there. Almost!
You can do it, Puffle. You did it, Puffle.
We did it together, Commander! And now, wouldn't you know it, right below the button that says to open slot A, there's a button that says to open slot B.
That must be to open the situational locking output tether for the barometric pressure valve. Do it, Puffle.
Almost there. Almost. Ugh, I missed it. Hold on. I'll try again. My finger's almost to the button. Ugh. I did it!
Now inserting the atmospheric locking mechanism into the atmospheric acceptance actuator.
That's inserting tab A into slot A.
Now inserting the barometric pressure valve into the situational locking output tether.
Now that's inserting tab B into slot B.
Connection has been made. Atmosphere and pressure normal. The door is opening. The door should be opening. The door...
Commander Alex of Space Sentry Ship Salisbury, this is Admiral Complication. Our readings indicate the Space Sentry Central Command rocket powered transport vessel has docked with the Salisbury. Well done, Commander.
I didn't do it, Admiral. Ensign Puffle did it.
We did it together, Commander.
He's good. Damn good.
Puffle, eh? Ho ho ho! I'll be keeping an eye on you.
And I'll be keeping an eye on you, Admiral.
Whoa, what's that? What do you mean, Ensign?
I mean, we have the Admiral Complication action figure and an entire Juniper 11 playset right here on the Salisbury, sir.
Ho ho ho! Well done, Puffle. Ho ho! I'll be happy to sign it for you, but you may want to keep them in their packaging so they're in mint condition. Admiral Complication out.
Sir?
Yes, Gilly? Are your feet firmly on the Salisbury?
No, Commander. There seems to be something wrong.
What's wrong?
There's something wrong with the space door. Like, there seems to be a faulty locking mechanism on my space door.
Mine too. Go figure, eh, Gilly?
Comes with the territory, Commander. Fortunately, I do have a comfy, puffy chair with a beverage holder.
And the ice situation?
Perilous.
Hold on. We have 349 toys here.
They're action figures, Ensign.
And 50 playsets. I mean, so we have storage containers full of action figures, playsets, not to mention pajamas, hot chocolate with mini marshmallows, and all sorts of stuff.
Go on.
How come I can't find a spare key anywhere?
I understand when they built the Salisbury, they didn't want to spend money on quality locksmiths. Do you know how much they cost?
Makes sense, Commander.
Now, in looking through these action figures, there is one figure called Officer Laurel Locksmith Yanny.
One of the many heroes of the Salisbury.
She has a talking action figure, right?
Open sesame!
That's a good one.
Ah, so we know a locksmith.
So what are you saying, Puffle? I don't quite follow you.
Why don't we find Locksmith Laurel and start opening these doors?
I believe she's back on the Terra Estrial system, Ensign. She took her shore leave separately. It'd be a lot of effort to get her. Are you set for entertainment, Gilly?
Yes, Commander. I have my own complete collection of Space Sentry action figures and playsets in here.
You want a haircut? How about get them all cut?
So I'm good.
Then let's lay in a course with the Terra Estrial system, Puffle, and see if we can find our Officer Laurel Yanny. Can you do that, Ensign?
But I don't work the cartography department. How will I find the Terra Estrial system, Commander? How?
Yes, friends. Did you notice how the complete set of action figures and playsets was vital to the mission of Space Sentries? Will you be prepared to fight off any invading Galaxian horde by owning your very own complete set? It's never too late to start your complete set of 349 action figures and 50 playsets. Then you too can reenact the adventures of the most exciting space adventure on the radio, on this station at this time. Act now and you can obtain your very own special edition Locksmith Laurel special edition talking figure.
Open sesame!
Just send 5 proof of purchase stickers from boxes of Space Sentry breakfast cereal, plus 7 wooden nickels for shipping and handling, and write Locksmith Laurel on the envelope. Then you too can continue the adventures of Space Sentries. When we last left our heroes, Commander Alex of Space Sentries was still trapped in his quarters due to a faulty locking mechanism on the space door. And First Op Gillard was trapped inside his rocket-powered transport vessel, also due to a faulty locking mechanism for his space door, while most of the rest of the seasoned crew of the Salisbury was still on shore leave. Only Ensign Puffle remains at the controls as he searches desperately for the Salisbury's cartography station.
I don't know if I could do it, Commander Alex!
You can do this, Puffle. We're all counting on you.
I mean, I've searched the entire Salisbury, and I can't find cartography. Now, if I can't find cartography, how can I find the Terra Estrial System? How?
Buck up, Ensign. This is where your prior experience will come in handy.
You mean my years of study at the Space Sentry Central Command Junior Academy?
No, Puffle. I mean you already have the 50 action figure playsets out of the Space Sentry Central Command storage compartment.
I'm looking at them right now, Commander.
You found the Admiral Complication action figure and the Juniper 11 playset, haven't you?
It's right here, Commander.
Ho ho! I'm keeping my eye on you. Admiral Complication out.
It even has the intercom sound.
Good work. Now put those items to the side because we don't need them. Now look at the Salisbury playsets.
Let's see. The Technopod, Dr. Wolf's Medical Offices and Operations Center, and we even have Jenny Snip's Hairstyling Center with accessory kit.
I'm gonna need a bigger comb!
Put all the ones you recognize to the side. Now what you're looking for is an older model playset. It might be in vinyl, and it's got a free Ace Grimsworth action figure possibly still in the box.
There are 3 of them like that, Commander.
Of those 3, are there any playsets that have maps on them?
Now I get it. Yeah, there's one right here. It's got the Ace Grimsworth Collector's Edition Battle Belt action figure, and he's sitting at a chair in front of a bunch of maps on some screens, and there's an accessory kit that has a bunch of physical maps, and even a compass on it.
So now that you know what the actual playset looks like, you can try to find it on the actual ship.
Wait a minute! I think I see it, Commander! Here it is! It's on my right!
Great work, Puffle.
He's good. Damn good.
I knew you could find it, Puffle. Now walk to the right until you get to the cartography pod.
Now, do I bring the cartography pod playset with the Collector's Edition Ace Grimsworth action figure?
At your discretion, Ensign. I'm not going to micromanage you.
Alright, I'll bring it with me. You never know. Here I go. I'm going to walk to the cartography pod now. I did it, Commander! I'm here at the cartography pod!
That's only half the battle, son. Now we've got to use the station as it was intended. Can you do that?
I'll try, sir.
Do you see any maps on the screen that say Galaxy Map?
There's a screen with a map that says Space Sentry Central Command Map of the Galaxy.
That should do it. Do you see the Terra Estrial System anywhere on that map?
I do, yes, and it has the word Earth on it with a big X that flashes green.
That's our homeworld, Puffle. That's where we came from.
Of course. Good old Earth. It's in my list of top 6 favorite planets.
Now do you see anywhere on the screen an image of the Salisbury, our space vessel?
I see it! It's blinking and flashing, and it looks like the Salisbury and has the word Salisbury all over it. And it looks from this map that we're in the Vermilion system orbiting a planet. Hold on. It's Vermilion 7!
Impressive, Puffle.
Thanks, sir.
Don't call me that. I work for a living.
That works every time, Gilly.
Sorry. First Op Gillard.
First Op Gillard is fine, but a trifle lengthy and a little formal for continuous use in the same conversation if used repeatedly, wouldn't you say?
I'll keep that in mind. Gilly?
Now, but that's too informal. We're not friends to that degree, Ensign.
Then how about I refer to you as First Op Gillard when it's a formal setting or in the first part of a conversation, and then I'll just say First Op. Or I'll say Gillard when it's semi-formal setting or in any subsequent point in a conversation. Then, only when I get to know you better and we're actual friends, will I use the term Gilly. But you'll have to provide me with the social cues so I know the time is right and the context is appropriate. But supposing I don't acknowledge or identify those social cues in an appropriate time frame, then you can always specifically tell me what the time for the use of the familiar informal terminology is now at hand.
Now you're talking, Ensign.
But a bit of fair warning. If you ever hear me use the term Gilly, it might just be because I'm using the Space Sentry Central Command action figure with playsets and an action figure of someone that you do know very well, maybe interacting with your action figure in the scenario that I am working on.
That's entirely acceptable. Please continue with your mission.
Now, with the Salisbury flashing, click on the button that says Map To. Do you see that? Then highlight the Terra Estral system and click on that.
Click on it, Commander?
You might have to double-click on it. If that doesn't work, triple-click on it.
I've done it! Now do I press the set coordinates button?
First, save your work. Always save your work, Puffle. You never know if the system goes down or if there's a faulty locking mechanism in the cartography controls.
It's saved, Commander.
Now print it out so we have a physical copy of the system in case we have to do it manually or in case you want to use it with the playset action figures later.
It's printing, Commander.
You did it, Ensign. Now that you've set the course, this is an all-important step to send us back to the Terra Estral system. You have to press the Enter key.
I'll try, Commander. I'll try. I did it!
Great work, Ensign.
He's good. Damn good.
Commander Alex's space entry ship Salisbury, this is Admiral Complication. Our sensors indicate you've set the course for the Terra Estral system.
That's right, Admiral. We're setting a course so we can pick up Laurel Locksmith Yanny so we can get First Op Gillard out of the Space Sentry Central Command rocket-powered transport vessel and onto the Salisbury.
What? Is he experiencing a faulty locking mechanism on his space door to exit the rocket-powered transport vessel?
Not to worry, Admiral. There are comfy chairs and a complete set of action figures and playsets with me.
And how is the ice maker situation? Will your beverages be properly cooled?
That situation is perilous. That's why getting the locksmith is the priority.
Excellent thinking. I'll be keeping my eye on you. Admiral Complication out.
Now all we have to do is find a replacement for the ice maker on the rocket-powered transport vessel.
But I don't know if I could do it, Commander Alex!
Will Ensign Puffle find a replacement for the ice maker on the rocket-powered transport vessel? Will you be able to eat enough Space Sentry's breakfast cereal to collect the special edition Dr. Wolf talking action figure, the one where she says her most popular catchphrase?
Oops.
Find the answers to all of these questions and more on another episode of the most exciting space adventure on the radio. At this time on this station, Space Sentries. This has been episode 15 of Nutmeg Junction, which was created, written, and produced by J. Timothy Quirk, copyright 2018. It was rehearsed at Trinity Episcopal Church and recorded at WAPJ Torrington Community Radio and directed by Conrad Sinkowitz. Our theme music was written and recorded by Robert C. Fullerton and used with permission. Starring Rich Sear as Ensign Puffle, Kurt Boucher as Commander Alex, Phil Hall as Admiral Complication, Dan Willey as First Op Gillard, Conrad Sinkowitz as the announcer, with Tiffy McKay as the voice of Jenny Snip's action figure, Lana Peck as the voice of Locksmith Laurel action figure, and Sharon Wagner as the voice of the Dr. Wolf action figure. Nutmeg Junction's website is nutmegjunction.com, and the program is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you for listening, and may all of your journeys bring you back to a happy home.